acknowledge God and receive His blessings. See, the world doesn't get it. And sadly, too many Christians don't get it. You mean I've got to acknowledge God all the time? Folks, I want to acknowledge God all the time. I'm a born-again believer. I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Same Jesus that you know as your Lord and Savior. You're saved, I'm saved, we're children of God. He puts us together and He says, now, this is the ministry I give you. You preach. You teach. You just sit there and smile, and I'll bring a blessing to somebody's life. See, there is a purpose for all of us. Well, I can't speak in public. I'll tell you, it's frightening. You all don't realize how frightening it is sometimes when you're looking out on crowds. I got more nervous when I preached at Southern Seminary. One time it was 2,000 students. I was more nervous there than I was with 2,500 inmates at the Kentucky State Reformatory at LaGrange. You know what the difference was? In those days, as in today, I'm sure also, a speaker must understand that you know what you're talking about more than they know what you're talking about. That makes you smarter? Nope. It just gives you the courage to stand there, like doing a wedding or doing a funeral. The wedding we did last night, I said, don't sweat it. You can't do this wrong. Nobody knows what you're doing, including the preacher. Nobody knows what we're doing. So what do we do? They got married. Beautiful, beautiful wedding. A lot of fun. And nobody could tell you whether either I nor any of the other participants did anything wrong. Well, you see, that's like being a Christian or a speaker. You're up and you're speaking and you know your subject matter. You study to show yourself approved. You know the subject matter. So you speak. And somewhere in that speaking, if it's a preacher or a teacher or anyone rightly dividing God's word, the Holy Spirit takes over. And the Holy Spirit relates to that individual the way that individual can understand it. Now, that's a God that loves us. And He said, Larry, you acknowledge me, and let me tell you something. Proverbs 3, 6 through 12. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Do you all know that you got a whole lot of different ways? You have a way, you know, with the smile and the love in your heart and all that, you have a way of expressing it. And every grouch is different even. A grouch expresses their grouchiness as a Christian different ways also. So we love each other. We're commanded to love each other. Again, I've told you many times, you don't have to like me. You don't have to like me. But God says you gotta love me. And we're gonna be in heaven together. And as I always say, so get used to it down here. Just love me anyway. Look over my faults. Do I have plenty of them? Yes. Can I remember them all? No. And I don't have to. I got too many other people reminding me of them. So you and I need to acknowledge Him. Now listen to this. And He shall. When I acknowledge God, God is saying, I shall. That means it's going to happen. You got it? Not a maybe, if, ands, or buts. I shall direct your paths. Now, you and I are going down through the path of life. And God is watching us. And God says to us, I'm going to direct your path. Larry, here's the way I want you to go. Well, then all the bright lights start flashing of the world. Lights amaze me. You know, I can stand and look at a light. You know, that's not saying much when you pastor staring at light bulbs. But you think of that. All the different colored lights and all the blinking and all of that. I love seeing that. But the problem is, God said, stay the course. here's the path. I give you this path. Larry, I'm on this path with you. Lord, what if I veer to the right or to the left? I'll come over and I'll get you out of the ditch of life, because that's exactly where you're going to end up. Stay on the path. So he says he's going to direct me. Now, if he's directing me, the only one that can do it wrong is me. God doesn't do it wrong. God didn't make a mistake when you were born. You're not a mistake. You're his child. So the Lord said, I will direct your paths. Then he said, listen, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, the word fear the Lord here, the unsaved had better fear and tremble. The saved, that deals with total respect of God, fear and reverence. And if I am in total respect of God and his power, do you not think that I, even as a Christian, am not going to fear his presence? When that lightning bolt starts, when a storm comes, I take cover. I'll send Faye out. Faye, go check and see if it's gone yet. I take cover. Why do we do that? Because God gives us that path and says, this is going to happen. There's some things in life you're going to have to use your mind and your common sense to walk through this world. So, fear the Lord and depart from evil. A holy reverence of God, seeing the evil. The glamour is there, but the road's nasty. Consequences are almost devastating. Now listen, when I fear the Lord and depart from evil, listen to what he's giving me. Everything in this scripture is talking about what God's going to give us. Not what he's taking from us, but how much he wants to give to us. It will be health to your flesh. Huh? You mean God's going to keep this flesh? Now you hear what he says? To your flesh. You and I are flesh and blood. If you think you're so spiritual, you're no longer in the flesh, just tell that person beside of you to take a big pinch. And I'll just count it that you're shouting for the Lord. Because you're flesh and blood. So the Lord said, I want to take care of you. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. And God says, I got you. I'll take care of you. I'll even tell the doctor, give you a little bit more vitamin D. But I will make certain that you're taken care of. Well, if my flesh is failing and my bones are failing, does that mean God missed his promise? No. No. But I can tell you this. I know that a holy reverence of God and turning away from evil, if those bones give way and the flesh breaks down to nothing, I'm in his arms before it hits the floor. Do you tell me that's a bad thing? All right. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Oh, you know, I've learned so much this semester in college. For one thing, parents, they're probably lying to you. They knew how to take a test. That first year in college is a difficult year to learn. But God says, if you will honor me with your possessions and the first fruits of all your increase, your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. No, I'm not pushing drinking. I am pushing to you the facts of honoring God first. You see, of my first fruits, meaning that I never had this money before. I never, you know, this is something I made off of something else, but I never had this before. Then I count that as first fruits. And when I honor God with that first fruit off the tree, what if I gave it to the poor? The first fruit off the tree. I would honor God with that. God says, whatever you honor with in your life for me, I will bring a great increase. And then it goes on and says, it's going to be so great because I'm going to open the windows of heaven and pour out on you such blessing that your cup's going to overflow. Meaning you're going to be so blessed that you're going to bubble over and the people around you is going to see the brightness in your relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what it's about throughout eternity. I was born in this world because God said I would be born. It didn't matter whether my mother wanted me or not. It didn't matter whether anybody else wanted me or not. I'm here. And God made that so. He spoke. I was born. Who could stop it? They could drink all that junk they wanted to get rid of me. Didn't work. I'm in the Lord's army. Might be a few Marines in there. I'm in the Lord's army. And God says, I'll fill your barns with plenty. Your vats will overflow with wine. Now, here's something important, Christian. I've been chasing a multiplicity of times. So let's do it that way. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Correction of God. Correction by God. Nor detest his correction. That's when the Lord straightens you out. That's when you have that come to Jesus moment. When the Lord looks you straight in the heart and says, now you did wrong and you know good and well you did wrong. Now Larry Pete, you know better than that. So therefore, I'm going to ground you. This happened to me, folks, many, many years ago. I did not tell you to walk out on that church. You got angry. Oh, they were guilty. A little drug dealing, but you got angry. I had you there for a purpose and you walked out. Therefore, folks, from the time I was called to preach, I was preaching somewhere about every Sunday. From the very time I was called to preach, from the very time that I got angry with a group of people because nothing was changing and I walked out, God grounded me for one solid year. I didn't preach anywhere for that year. God grounded me. Phone quit ringing. God grounded me. The next call would be a call that I never expected. It was a call to come to Vine Grove Baptist Church, 1995 or 94, as interim. And from that point, my heart has been set on I will never, ever walk out on God again. Because that's what had happened. I let my own anger of watching people do so many different things. And most of them were my relatives. But you know what God says? I called you to a ministry. I expect you to stand strong. And he chastened me. He corrected me. Folks, you don't know the feeling when you're called to preach and God grounds you. There's nothing more horrible than that for a person that's called to preach. Never again will that happen. I'll die in this pulpit first. But I'll tell you this. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as a father the son in whom he delights. You see, when God called me to preach, when God called you, when you were born again, when you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you were called to a ministry to Almighty God. And until we get about that ministry, we are going to feel the chastening of God, the correcting, loving hand of God. Well, I'm miserable. Well, you ought to be. I was miserable. And you know, preaching to yourself is not the same. Because you had a message of God. And he says, All you need to do is acknowledge me in your life, and I'll give you more blessings than you can handle. So do we put him first or put him last? You think your savings account's going to be any good in heaven? Mine's not. Probably won't have any. But one thing I will have, it's a heart that loves Jesus. A physical body that is broken. A mind that's a little shaky sometime. But I guarantee you, I know Jesus. And that's the only name I need. Because I've been bought and paid for. And all he asks, acknowledge me. I'll lead you in the path you need to go. And everything in your life will be blessed. It doesn't say you're going to be absent from pain and heartache and heartbreak. He doesn't say that. That's called life. Deal with it. It's called life. You're going to cry. You're going to be broken. You're going to be knocked down so many times you don't want to get back up again. But I can promise you this. Either when I'm in the ditch of life or when I've been lifted out of it, it'll be the same Jesus with me. He'll be right down in there pulling me out, and he'll be standing me up, and I'll be saying, Lord, I don't think I can handle another hit. And he'll show me, because another hit's coming. Yeah, you can, because I'm your God. You acknowledge me first, I got you. Now, you don't get better than that, people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your name, thanking you for all the blessings of life. Oh, Father, we truly thank you for the United States of America. What a nation, Father. We lift to you the brokenness of so many within this nation and around the world. We lift them to you, Father, out of love and out of a statement that none of us know what in the world to do with all the evil. We call on you, Father. Touch our heart. Touch our life. Give us the peace that only you can give. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.